Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Trump is addressing thousands of supporters in the Republican stronghold of Tulsa in Oklahoma. At his first rally since coronavirus restrictions, he's hoping to boost his flagging poll numbers, but the indoor arena is very far from full and its upper tier largely empty. Mr. Trump told those present they were warriors. He cast doubt on the genuineness of some of the country's coronavirus cases after 25 million people had now been tested in the U.S.
When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please. They test and they test. We got tests that people don't know what's going on. We got tests. We got another one over here. The young man's 10 years old. He's got the sniffles. He'll recover in about 15 minutes. That's a case. Add up to it. That's a case.
Three people have been killed and three are seriously injured after multiple stabbings in the English town of Reading. A 25-year-old local man was arrested at the scene. Eyewitnesses say the attacker walked through a crowded park in the town center. He approached a group of people and started stabbing them indiscriminately in the neck and under the arms. He then moved to another party. Helena Wilkinson reports from Reading.
Dozens of officers are manning a massive cordon around Forbury Gardens, the park where the stabbing took place in broad daylight. At least three people have died in the incident. Those injured have been taken to hospital. A man was arrested at the scene. Security sources have told the BBC he's thought to be Libyan. The Prime Minister said his thoughts are with all those affected by what he described as an appalling incident.
One of America's most important prosecutors, the U.S. Attorney for Manhattan, Jeffrey Berman, says he has agreed to step down from his role with immediate effect. Mr. Berman said he had full confidence in his deputy, Audrey Strauss, who now replaces him. More details in this report from David Willis.
Reports here suggest Mr. Trump had been seeking to remove Mr. Berman for some time. And on Friday night, the Attorney General William Barr announced in a press release that Mr. Berman was stepping down. Shortly afterwards, however, Mr. Berman issued a statement of his own, saying not only that he hadn't resigned, but that he had no intention of leaving. As if to reinforce the point, Mr. Berman turned up for work today, prompting William Barr to write to him, saying that he had asked President Trump to remove him with immediate effect, and Mr. Trump had agreed to do so. Mr. Berman has since issued a statement praising his successor, Audrey Strauss.
David Willis, this is the World News from the BBC.